And if we go to sports, that means we bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Remember when Gary Thorne was the announcer for the Mets?
Yeah.
Now he's
with the Orioles.
Yeah, I like him. He's always been an event. You've got to Google this, Mike, okay? I don't know if you've heard it already. About at the beginning of the series, he jokingly said that the Orioles shouldn't pitch to Gleyber Torres, all right, in a bad situation. And, of course, last night Torres hit two more home runs against the Orioles. Torres has 12 home runs on the year. I think 10 now are against the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hear.
I haven't watched much of this series because I don't like watching minor league baseball on TV.
No, but you've got to. You've got
how many times did the Orioles brush him back off the plate?
Actually, they started brushing all the Yankees back off the plate after Torres' first home run.
Well, it's a little too late after a guy hits 9 home runs to say, hey, you know what? This guy's digging in. We got to get him off the plate.
Well, you got to hear, and I Google it, you got to hear his call on the 2 home runs last night where he's just incredulous that the Orioles are just handling Torres the way they are.
I'm watching some of these replays of the home runs that the Yankees hit. I see a plethora of hanging sliders straight fastballs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You still got to hit them, but like we've said all week, doesn't it seem like the Yankees played the Orioles 8 times this week already?
I think they play 18 times.
Play 18 times, yeah. But this week seems like 8 games they played.
Yeah, and it's been 3 games, but yeah, you're right, it does. But anyway,
the Orioles should play the Mets. This way some bad team can win.
The Orioles are definitely the worst team in the league. There's in National League or American League.
I told you that last year that they were bad, and they've done nothing to make themselves better. They're 19 games under 500. They're 12 games under 500 at home. This team's just awful.
By the way, Buck Showalter was the coach of that 2014 Orioles team that won the division and went to the playoffs.
Yep, Buck Showalter was the team that designed the Yankees for their big run in the 90s and got no credit for
got
it
no
either.
Nope, got blown out the door.
They just said how great Joe Torre was. Joe Torre had nothing to do with building that team. Joe Torre is a push-button manager.
All right.
What a push-button manager.
Hey, the Mets won again.
Break up the Mets. Break up the Mets. They found a team worse than them, Washington. Washington, the dog pound for Bryce Harper, is still a dog pound. They got a bad nucleus there. Their organization, they don't do anything to make this team play better. They have really good pitching, but you wouldn't know it because their bats are just so bad. It's amazing how many bad teams there are in baseball. It really is. It's just a lot of bad teams. I was watching the Cubs and the Phillies play yesterday, and everybody's saying how good the Phillies are. I don't see it. They're going to win. They may win the National League East, but they're going to win that because of omission, because everybody else is awful.
Yeah, and by the way, Miami won their 3rd game in a row. They beat Detroit again yesterday.
They won their 5th game in a row. Remember that they played the Mets last weekend and got swept.
No, I'm including that. They're 15-31 now.
Yeah, 15-31. They won 5 out of their last 5 and 5 out of their last 10 and 5 in a row, with 3 of those being against the Stems.
Yeah. So Miami
is... The Stems won yesterday.
Yeah.
I guess all's good in Metlanta. The agent/GM, I guess, he's feeling good about himself now with a team that's 2 games under 500.
That's right. So Miami is now, you can put Detroit and Baltimore in that race with Miami.
And Kansas City. Kansas City has 17 wins, the Tigers 18, the Orioles 15, Miami 15, and the leader of the Pack of Doom, the Nationals, with 19.
Isn't that amazing, the Nationals?
Even the Reds have more wins than those teams.
Amazing.
Well, yes, sir.
So where else do you want to go in sports?
Really, baseball is the only thing happening right now because hockey's off till Monday, and I don't know what's going on with the NBA. They take 87 days off between games. Are they still in the semis? Are they in the finals? What's going on with them?
I don't think they're in the finals yet. I think the East.
I think Milwaukee and Toronto are tied at two. We mentioned that yesterday, but that was a few days ago. We said that, and it's still in play again yet.
I don't know.
The NBA. They should call it the NBC, the Nobody Cares League.
It's people care, but you know what?
It's hard to care about that sport, let me tell you.
I like the NBA, but I just I can't like it's like college basketball.
I mean, this is for me to watch the NBA again. This is what they need to do. They need to put the 3-point line in the stands, and they need to raise the basket to 13 feet. Then I'll start watching it because then they have to shoot the ball. Something that they don't do in the NBA anymore. There's no inside game. When was the last time you seen somebody go backdoor or use a backboard to score a layup in the NBA?
Never.
There you go. And when you go watch college and high school games, that's all they do. They cut, they pass, they go to the rim. Not in the NBA. The further the shot, the more flash you got. That should be the NBA's motto.
All right. Well, I'll start watching the NBA again when New York gets a professional team again, and that's probably a long ways away.
The Buffalo, what was it? The Buffalo, what was the name of Buffalo?
Buffalo Braves,
was it?
I don't know. I just remember the Buffalo Sabres.
With Bob McAdoo before he went to the Knicks.
Ernie DiGregorio paid for him too, didn't he?
Yeah,
up in Buffalo. Ernie D.
Well, they were still in Buffalo. They may be the best team in New York, like the football teams.
I loved Ernie D. I did. I loved him. All right. There was another basketball player. Pistol Pete Maverick. I loved him.
He didn't play for Buffalo.
No, but I loved him as a player.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Probably right up there with Jerry West as one of the best pure shooters ever in the NBA. Really amazing guy.
Maybe the best.
Yeah.
And he was a tremendous passer, too.
Yeah, amazing. He died way too young of a heart attack. On the basketball.
Great all-around player.
On the basketball court, died of a heart attack.
Great all-around player.
Yeah.
All right. Guess what?
What?
I may be going to the Belmont this year.
What?
Yeah, I may make an appearance in New York. Well, it's kind of like The Godfather. I got an offer I can't refuse.
I was going
to
say.
I don't have to pay for anything.
I was going to say, to go to Belmont, especially on that day, it's not a cheap
thing. I have to go
to
the bank and break my IRA just to get across the bridges.
It's not a cheap day. Absolutely.
I think to get over to Gothel's Bridges and Andrew Jackson and to get over to Verrazano, they have a surgeon there to take a kidney.
It's like when you go over the George Washington Bridge, $12 to $16 a shot.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Between gas and tolls, I would be safe to assume it's between $40 and $50 to go to Belmont Park.
And that's before you even get in.
I could drive to Atlantic City and catch a flight to Florida for less than that now.
All right. Well, you'll have fun at Belmont if you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be going with some really good friends of mine. So, they said if I go and drive, they'll foot the bill. So I can deal with that.
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Sure.
All right. Well, I'll check with you tomorrow, see if the deal is sealed.
Well, it's not going to be sealed yet. I'm going to look at the weather report. I'm no fool.
Okay. Well, speaking of weather, I got to go there now.
See how I led you into that?
Perfect. You're getting to be a real pro at this.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Goodbye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.